We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How dare you? How dare you question the Red Sox? Well, some are doing that and people are freaking out. This happens every year. It's like the Swallows returning to Capistrano. And Punxsutawney Phil, will he see his shadow? Will he not see his shadow? These things are traditional. We're going to get to that in a moment, but I have more important things here. Now, if you've been listening earlier, my guy Nick in New Hampshire, he tried to get me to give a shout out to his girlfriend who he said cheated on him, but I don't do shout outs. So I said, why don't you call the show, Nick? I'll help you out. And I didn't think he would actually call in. Let's go now to Nick in New Hampshire, though. I'm going to go right now to Nick. I'm not going to make him wait any longer. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, Ben. I love your show, man.
Well, thank you, Nick. I know you stay up all night usually. You're very aggressive on that Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. I like doing the double dip with the Fox show, too. But you need to take over Gilroy's job full time.
No. Gilroy does a fine job. And it's an ensemble cast here at night, Nick. But who cares about that? Listen to me. All right. I want to know what's going on with you here, because in another life, I played the role of Dr. Drew, who used to do Loveline on the radio. This is a popular show years ago. So what are you making this up, Nick? Is this legit? You're claiming your girlfriend cheated on you. Is this accurate?
No, it's accurate. It's a long story short, man. But, you know, I was on Facebook and I'm looking around on that people you should know thing or whatever, people you may know. Looking, and I'm, all of a sudden, like, this guy Brandon comes up and, really think anything of it, and I'm like, that looks like...
Hey, Brandon, hold on, Nick, stop moving the phone around. I want to hear every detail here, Nick. You're moving the phone around.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. And I click on it, and it goes back to a picture in April, and this is the guy's, like, default picture, his regular picture. Yeah. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, well, you know, we started dating about 5 months before that.
Yeah.
And, I call her out on it, and... I guess right now I'm single.
Wait, so you call her out on it. Now, so did she say, oh, that was just an old friend of mine. We were platonic.
No. She admitted it right away. She said, I'm sorry. It was the whole nine yards.
Wow, really?
It probably is still going on. She wanted me to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, what a dirtbag.
Yeah.
Brutal. Well, you're better off without her, Nick. What are you going to do, man? She's, you know.
Well, I feel the same way.
Yeah. All right. That's it. I thought I was gonna, like, you walk in the room and they were in the act or something like that. We don't have that part of the story, no.
No, and if I did, I probably wouldn't share it anyway.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, you don't want to do that. So by Facebook, just your Facebook friend request.
Well, what got me was the fact it's the guy's default picture of him. You know, like, I mean,
does he know about you? He probably didn't know about you either, though.
Well, that's probably the case. Otherwise, I don't think he would have posted it.
What a dirty dog. How about that, man? She's a player. Yeah she's going for it, man. How about that? Yeah.
Hopefully we don't ever meet this guy. It'll be quite a story.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, good luck, man. Hang in there.
All right.
I'll get you a date if you want, Nick. I can get you a date if you're, not with me, but I'll, I can.
No, well, I mean, just you broke my heart, Ben.
If any women are listening here, Nick, you're brokenhearted. You want to sell yourself here and why they should date you, Nick? We can... play the dating game.
As long as it isn't Blair from Maine, that's fine.
Or Sassy Talk.
Or Sassy Talk. Or
Weed Man. Yeah, Weed Man. Probably not. Yeah. All right. Bridget, thank you, Nick. Any advice, Bridget, we should give Nick? It seems pretty cut and dry there that she admitted to it. So it's not like, not much she can say, right?
I don't. I don't. I don't even know if she admitted. I was expecting you had to catch her. You had to catch her in the act or something. But
yeah.
I've seen people where they have a drone and they follow the person's car to the meetup, and like it's like this whole elaborate thing to catch them.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that show? Is it still on? There was a show called Cheaters. Remember that? Was that was that real or was that fake?
I thought it was a real show.
Was it real?
I thought so.
Is it still? It's not still on, is it?
They hire like a detective to like follow the girlfriend around and stuff.
Yeah, to snoop around on the, see if this going on.
He didn't need to. He didn't have to put that kind of money into
it. Yeah. He just had all he needed was Facebook, and he's good. I remember there was that show, not Cheaters. The one I loved, I don't think it's on. Is it still on Bait Car? That show is great. I love that show, Bait Car.
Oh, is that where they put like a car with the keys in it and they see if someone steals it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. and then they have like cameras in it and all that stuff. And
yeah,
then,
that seems like it should be illegal.
I know, right? And then I loved it because my favorite part was when the police would then pull them over and they say, oh, no, I was just moving the car. I was just from in front of the convenience store. I was just driving the car. I was helping a friend out. And it's like, I love that.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. But it feels like entrapment a little bit.
Not even a little bit. I think it's pretty clear. But they do that all the time, though. Like, they put, like, police officers, they put, like, bikes around, and they'll put tracking devices in the bike to cut down on people stealing bicycles and stuff. They do that kind of stuff all the time. Anyway, all right, it is Sports Radio WEI. Well, good luck to our friend Nick in New Hampshire there. That's a bad break. But I guess it's better off you find out rather than, I mean, this has been going on for 5 months or something like that, or longer. That's not good. All right, anyway, so the story here, to win and to be favored to win. There's two different things. You know, the Red Sox won the World Series, obviously, and they had the greatest Red Sox team in the modern era of baseball. Tremendous. And they have a lot to be proud of, right? You can do the strut and how great you are. But in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Superbook has posted the odds, and the New York Yankees are the favorite to win the American League East. The Red Sox are not favored to win the division. And I heard this talk. I was listening earlier, and they were yapping about this. And why would this be, right? Why? What is? How dare they? You know, I mean, this is general consensus here. The Red Sox, they have essentially the same team. Granted, Kimbrel's not back, but they'll figure that out at some point. If the bullpen by committee doesn't work, they'll go out and get someone to fix the bullpen. Now, I don't usually get worked up over this kind of stuff, and I'll tell you why. To me, this is very cut and dry here. As a degenerate gambler myself and understanding the marketplace of gambling and betting and all this stuff, and the way this works, as the bookmaker, when you set the line at a sports book, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get equal money on both sides, right? That's what you want. And then you make your money because you have the game equal money on both sides and all that. But when the Vegas book sets a line on who's favored, like that, they set the line, but the public is the one that establishes the final line. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, I think we kind of know that. Most people that are gamblers know that. Say, hey, I'm not an idiot, Maller. I know what you're talking about. But the line, the opening line is one thing, but the public is the one that sets the final line. You bet into that, right? So in Vegas, they must think that there's more Yankee money, so they're trying to limit their liability with the Yankees, and there's not as much Red Sox money that will be bet on. But if you bet too much on either side, that will thus move the line, right? You can move the line. And I get the argument for the Yankees. Like the Red Sox, are they going to be as hungry? Are the Red Sox going to be as aggressive? And everything, the stars aligned last year. And they certainly benefited from beating up the Orioles, who suck. And also Toronto was terrible last year. Now, both those teams should be bad this year. Both those teams should be bad this year. But typically when you win 108 games, the next year you don't win 110 games or 112 games. That you can still be a good team. You can win 95 games. You can flirt with 100 wins. But you're not going to have the same year. And so the Yankees, now, they've improved their team a little bit in the offseason. They have a little bit better roster in the offseason here. But I got all worked up on that stuff. There's some people get obsessed with this kind of thing. They're like, oh, how dare you? How dare you? This is a great injustice. I do not. But the Yankees and the Astros are the World Series co-favorites at 6-1. And the Red Sox are the third choice in the American League. They're tied with the Dodgers at 7-1. If you're intrigued by so much of this stuff, And as far as Manny Machado, he got the big money in San Diego. The Padres, how much is Manny Machado worth? According to the Superbook in Vegas, the Padres' win total went from 76.5 wins to 79.5. So Machado is worth 3 wins, but immediately the public then bet that down to 78.5. So they don't believe that Machado is going to make much of an impact at all. All right, let's go back to the phones real quick. Let's say hello to Brandon, who is next up, and he is on Sports Radio WEEI. Hello, Brandon.
Yo, man, I don't know why this kid Nick is shouting my girl out on the radio. Like, this is like, for real.
You're making that up, Brandon. You're making that up.
Nah, man, I heard it. I had to call in. She just left my place.
Yeah, what's her name, Brandon? What's her name?
Man, come on now. You know,
come on, man. Come on, gonna, Brandon.
And I can't put her on blast like that, man.
I know her name, Brandon. I know the woman's name. Tell me her name, Brandon.
I don't know if I can put my girl out on blast like that on the radio, but I'll tell you this right now. She was like, yo. She's like, this man, and he spent all night off on Twitter. Like, I roll over, like, hey, you want to do something? And like, no, I got to tweet some stuff right now. And so,
yeah. All right.
I mean, you don't satisfy your girl, man. She's going to move on.
Yeah. I mean, you sound like such a stud, Brandon. I'm sure. Thank you. Dope. See, I can tell Brandon wasn't listening last hour when we revealed the name, because Nick in New Hampshire, who just found out his girlfriend was cheating on him via Facebook. Well, that's sloppy work by the girlfriend, though. But Brandon, I mean, you gotta be better than that, Brandon. It's a bad job by you. Bad job by you. Let's see. Terry in England. Terry in England says, late on duty. He is listening now. And it's much, much earlier in the morning. Well, I'm glad you're listening on the radio.com app through some kind of special firewall thing that you walk through. Alex says, hey, Ben, Zion Williamson was wearing the new Nike Kaepernick 1, the shoe guaranteed to take a knee. Yeah, very funny. I did like that promo that they played for Mutt and Callahan. Jerry had a pretty good line about Rosa Parks there that was mildly amusing. I did laugh. I did not hear that the other day when he said it, but that was pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. All right, we'll take some more phone calls. If you would like to be part, sorry, that Brandon guy. It was a good effort at some radio drama, but I guess I ruined it. It's a bad job by me. If you would like to be part, there is a line open for you. The number, 617-779-7937, 617-779-7937. Also on Twitter, @BenMaller, if you'd like to be part. That's @BenMaller. Now, I think something happened tonight that has never happened before in the history of sports. A team lost a game because of a stuffed animal. Okay? Yeah? Let me explain. We're going to call this one Teddy Bear Terror. Teddy Bear Terror, a team has lost a game because of a stuffed animal. We'll get to that. We'll take some more of your phone calls. We will do it all, and we will do it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back to it we go. And a stuffed animal has cost a team a game. We'll get to that here in a moment. A lot of NBA players reacting tonight to what happened in the college basketball game, Zion Williamson getting hurt. And Donovan Mitchell of the Utah Jazz says, again, let's remember all the money that went into this game and all these players get none of it, he complained. and now Zion gets hurt. Something has to change, NCAA. Yeah, good luck on that. Nothing's going to change, Donovan. Nothing major is going to change. We've been preaching about this for years. It's not going to happen. Big-time college basketball is semi-professional basketball. That's what it is. It's semi-pro basketball. They have multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar TV contracts. The NCAA, which was started because of the flying wedge and football players dying while playing football years ago, they make 80% of their revenue for the entire year from the NCAA tournament, the men's basketball tournament. 80% of their money comes from that. They don't want to give that money out unless they're forced to. And there have been some lawsuits. And a lot of the judges, I don't know if you know this, many of the judges went to colleges that have big-time college basketball teams, and they like the way it is. They like the status quo. Now, I mentioned Donovan Mitchell. Luka Doncic, who's a 19-year-old rookie, I think he's 19 or 20, maybe he's 20, for the Dallas Mavericks. And his advice, he said, go play in Europe, is what he said. That doesn't always work out so well. Ask LaVar Ball about that. Doesn't always work out so well there. We'll get to the stuffed animal story in a moment. Right now, though, let's say hello to Weed Man Hippie, who's in Miami.
Ben, I love you. Bridget, I love you. I'm so happy to talk to you that you're there. Bridget, I want your life to be happy. I want you to be rich. I think these $200 million contracts, wouldn't you like to be rich like that, Bridget?
You're talking about the Machado contract?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take that money.
Yes. Right. And then if you have that money, Ben thinks nobody would ever do anything. I'm saying you would have the space to pursue what you love, and you would do something with your life, wouldn't you?
Well, Weedman, I know you're interviewing and interrogating my friend Bridget, but here's the thing. Listen, okay? Bridget, who's much younger than you are, Weedman, she has already done more than you're doing. She's got a job, Weedman. She's working. She's working already, Weedman. She's a hardworking woman, and she's working one of the worst shifts in radio to pay her dues in radio. What?
It's slavery, Bridget. It's slavery. It's slavery. Realize that you got to be free. You got to be free to be happy, and you should be living in Miami where it's warm and sunny.
Hey Bridget.
Ben, calm down.
Hold on a sec. Hold on, Weedman. I'll get back to you. Hold on a sec. Hey, Bridget, though, wouldn't you want to have Weed Man's life where you can't afford to pay your electric bill and you've got your Obama phone and all that, right? Don't you want that existence? No comment. See that, Weed Man? No comment.
Listen to this. Lisa, wake up. Lisa's on the phone. Lisa, the Nike story that the Nikes blew up. Lisa, you're in a room filled with women every day wearing sneakers, jumping up and down. How does that make you feel? Lisa, come on.
See, Weed Man.
She just said she would go on.
Is it possible that she might be upset that you were just flirting with Bridget and that she's...
It's possible
she might have been offended by that. Maybe.
Anyway, Ben.
This is so ridiculous. This is insane, Weed Man. You're insane. You are a Looney Tune. You're a cartoon character. What?
Nike stock is going to open tomorrow down.
All right, you know what?
Happen in crypto.
Listen. You've lost your ass on crypto. Let me tell you something. Here's what I do. If that stock goes down, you know what? If you have the money, you buy Nike stock.
Nike's not going to go down? You think everybody that bought Nike, that's wearing Nike, is not going to freak out? And
you think this is the end of Nike as a company? Nike's the 800-pound gorilla.
For the moment, this is a bump in the road for Nike.
Listen.
Are you kidding me? Zion Williamson, the future of the New York Knicks?
No, stop with that. He's going to play for the Phoenix Suns. That'll upset everyone if he plays for the Phoenix Suns. It'll annoy everyone.
I just want you to know this. Everybody, you got to listen overnight. Download Ben's podcast.
Thank you for the – yes, right. And this podcast as well.
I made that bet with you before LeBron took his vacation. When I made that bet with you –
a bet is a bet is a bet is a bet.
Third place. The Lakers were in third place.
I know. Well, for those that don't know – hold on. Calm down, Weedman. For those that don't know, Weedman Hippie, there's a wager that I made. And the wager is he said the L.A. Lakers are going to go to the Western Conference Finals. I said...
But not if they got to play Golden State in the first round. I mean,
it doesn't matter. You made the... They're not even make the playoffs. Lakers aren't going to even make the... They're under 500. They're a losing team right now. And now LeBron James says he's going to go like DEFCON 1 all of a sudden. Why hasn't he been playing like that all year?
Ben, try to remember.
What?
Game 6, the Heat were down 3-2 going to Boston. The look on LeBron's face, Ben, was all
you needed to see.
He went there and he single-handedly beat your Boston Celtics.
Yeah, all right. Are you done? Are you not done?
No, I'm not done. I'm never done.
You're never done?
Are we going to do Benny and the Weedman all night? I thought we were going to do Benny and the Weedman week. I want to explain to people, time is simultaneous.
All right, but Weedman, we tried. We did a little. Thank you, Weedman. No, we tried that on the overnight show, and it was a disaster. It was people just goofing on you. Anyway. So let's get to the story here. I love this story. This is a wonderful story. I hope I can remember this story for years and years because it's one of the greats. It involves a college basketball game. A team has lost a college basketball game tonight because of a stuffed animal. So it is the final second. In the final second of a Georgia-Mississippi State game. There's video on the interweb. You can check it out. So a fan decides, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to throw a teddy bear, a nice little teddy bear on the court. Because everyone loves a teddy bear, right? When you're a little kid, who doesn't like a teddy bear? Everybody loves a teddy bear. So some fan, I don't know who, is some kid at a college game, threw the teddy bear on the court. And the referee saw it, blew the whistle, and declared a technical foul because the game was in Georgia. So gave a technical foul to the Georgia Bulldogs, and that led to a one foul shot, and Mississippi State ended up winning the game by 1 point because of a teddy bear being tossed out on the court. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, huh? But that's the greatest teddy bear toss of all time. That is tremendous. All right, it's Ben Maller and you. We'll take your calls if you'd like to be part. The number 617-779-7937. You can be part of the festivities here. And also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can join the fun there. I did want to mention before we press on here, the Red Sox bullpen. I took a call the other night. There was a couple of people. Actually, it was I think two people that were, I'm a little worried about the Red Sox bullpen. And it appears they are planning on going with a closer by committee. Although I believe at some point Ryan Brazier is going to end up being the closer, although he's a little banged up at the beginning of training camp, that he's one of the candidates. And he was actually, last I heard, I think Bradfo had the report earlier that he was back in Boston getting a toe. How about this for a wonderful baseball injury? An infected pinky toe. And it's a little bit of an emasculating injury, I would say. But you've got Tyler Thornburg, Brazier. You've got a number of these guys that are all kind of in the mix in the Red Sox bullpen. And the stat, I don't have it in front of me, but I've seen it enough over the years that typically most games in the ninth inning, it doesn't really matter who pitches. Like 90, maybe it's not 90%, but it's like 85% of the time in the ninth inning, the team that has the lead by a run or two, they win the game. And blown saves, while they are traumatic and disheartening and disgusting and all that when your team blows a save. Like, pretty much anybody who's got a half a pulse and is a decent major league pitcher, which these guys are, can get the job done. Now, I don't like the bullpen by committee. I don't like that. I'd rather have one set closer. And I believe it eventually we'll get to that point for the Red Sox that the brains there, Dombrowski, Cora, and the other people will decide on Brazier that he will be the closer once the season gets going. It's very early in spring training, and they haven't even played a game yet. Not even a game. We're talking about not even a game. We're talking about practice. A lot of ridiculous practice. Now, we have not spent a lot of time yapping about the Patriots. The reason we have not spent a lot of time talking about the Patriots is because there's not that much new stuff. But there is a name that has been tossed out as a possibility. Many people assuming that Trey Flowers is going to be leaving the Patriots, that he will not be around, that he will leave for greener pastures and a whole lot of money. So if he's leaving, who's going to come in? Who's going inbound if he's going outbound? What move could the Patriots make? Now, we know they need to improve the offense. There's a name that has been tossed around, and it is the most perfect of names for the Patriots. It's obvious. Like, if you just glance the free agent market, you also would say, this guy is right out of central casting for a Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era wide receiver. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have shootout action in Vegas. Bruins trying to extend the 6-game win streak in Vegas. They're in a shootout. And Bridget's going to update on it. My monitor went out here with the Bruins game, so she's going to keep us updated on that. We'll get to it. Now, a name that has popped up. We're going to get into the silly season in the NFL. Last week there was a story about Odell Beckham Jr. and him going to the Patriots and that possibility being revisited and all that. And so that was kind of the kickoff, the opening salvo, if you will, to the silly season. But that is a pipe dream. As much as that would be wonderful and great to see Odell Beckham with the Patriots, I think living in the real world, not going to happen. So let's be realistic. Who could the Patriots get among the free agents in the NFL for the year 2019? Well, there's one name, and I saw this pop up on the WEEI website, and it's a name. I think I even mentioned it a couple of months ago. We were kicking it around somewhere. I don't recall where, but somewhere I was yapping. And it is a certain wide receiver who most recently played with the Dallas Cowboys, none other than Cole Beasley. Doesn't Cole Beasley strike you as, in this era of Patriot football, they have always had the slot receiver, whether, you know, from Wes Welker to Julian Edelman, kind of the middle range speed guy, the white guy that kind of is that pass catching target for Brady. It's kind of in the middle. And Beasley fits all, he checks all the boxes. He checks all the boxes of a guy the Patriots would be interested in. He was undrafted out of SMU. We know Belichick loves guys like this because they've got that junkyard dog mentality. And an undrafted guy, he's desperately trying to get more opportunity. He was upset. He called out the Cowboys, and all that last year for the way they used him, and complained about how there's a certain system that they have in Dallas, and they decide who gets the ball, who doesn't get the ball. That would be a perfect fit. And I would think, considering Cole Beasley, he had 65 catches, had less than 700 yards, and 3 touchdowns playing for the Cowboys. Yeah, if you look at this, he's probably not going to break the bank. I think it's fair to say that Cole Beasley is not going to monetize that and get paid a ton of money. So I think that's realistic. So he would be somewhat affordable. And we know the Patriots love guys that are, everyone loves guys that are affordable, but in particular the Patriots, and they're always worried about the budget and all that stuff. But if you look at the list of projected free agents in the NFL, that is the one that's obvious. You're like, there you go. That's the guy. If they're going to go out and get somebody, you got to, rather than Golden Tate, for example, who's available. And Golden Tate's going to cost a lot of money. That's going to cost a lot of money. He didn't seem to really fit in Philadelphia. He did have a decent performance in the playoff game, the last touchdown against the Bears, that playoff game for Philadelphia. But Golden Tate's available. He's 31. That's probably not going to happen. And you go down like Robbie Anderson of the Jets. I believe he's a restricted free agent. Dez Bryant. You want Dez Bryant? By the way, the Bruins have won in a shootout. So 7 in a row now for the Bruins. Backus, I'm told. A voice, 6th round of the shootout, a voice in my ear tells me. It's amazing. Anyway, thanks to Bridget. Good job by you, Bridget. Doing God's work. Sports talk radio at night. Very important. Indeed. All right, thanks to you as well. All the calls, a lot of people on Twitter yapping away there as well. And I'm doing my own Maller Marathon here, so I got to go to the other shop and yap the night away. But whatever you do, wherever you end up going, keep it locked right here on Sports Radio WEEI. Have a good night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.